Art, I think that 2,000-4,000 years ago, there was a single world religion. And, you know, the Christians are going to be all upset with that phrase because they think it's coming, but I think that it was something that happened a long time ago.
You think it was an original world religion?
Well, I don't know if it was original. I think it was a one world religion. I believe there was a belief system.
A one world religion, huh?
That encompassed all civilized locations, or, you know, the majority of civilized locations. And I think that our best snapshot of that is in ancient Egypt.
Okay.
And I think that they created their Great Pyramid. The Great Pyramid shows exactly what they believed happened after death.
I had heard that they thought that the Great Pyramid would be a launching platform, kind of, for the soul.
There's a lot of different theories about what they believe, but what I have discovered is that the interior passageways of the Great Pyramid are a perfect reflection of the binary soul doctrine.
This,
very simple.
And by that you mean the splitting of the souls.
The splitting of the soul, right. There's two splits. The first split happens at the first fork in the road, and that's where the mind separates from the body. The body continues down into the underground passageway, symbolically representing the fact that, you know, that the body dies and there's no hope for it at all.
Right.
And the upper passageway you see is blocked by the granite plug, and that shows that nothing physical can go on the upper passageway.
Oh, I see. In other words, to pass that granite, you would have to be not in the
physical. You have to be
non-physical.
It's only your non-physical elements that can go through the upper passageway, right?
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so you have your two non-physical elements going through the upper passageway, and then you find you come to a second fork in the road. And unlike the first fork in the road, both passageways are open. But like the first fork in the road, one passageway is something special about it, right? The upper passageway has a much higher ceiling. It's called, I forget what it's called, but anyway, it's a real high ceiling, and it really encourages, it visually encourages you to take the upper passageway. But there is a fork in the road, and I believe that, so there are two forks in this passageway. I think the first fork in the road represents the first death, when the mental half of the person divides apart from the physical half.
Yes.
But then the second fork in the road represents what the binary soul doctrine talks about. It talks about where the mind actually divides apart too. It goes into two separate sections, which ancient religions used to call the second death. You see the same report about the second death in a lot of different religions. You see it in the ancient Egyptian religion. You see it in ancient Judaism. You see it in a lot of different ones. And I believe that the Great Pyramid reflects this in the diagram or in the design of the passageway.
Well, what it does mean is that that's what the Egyptians may well have believed.
Right.
But it doesn't necessarily lend any sort of absolute reality the way testimony does about a prior life, for example, of life after death. It sort of illustrates what the Egyptians...
It shows that belief in the second death, the belief in the division
of the soul,
of the mind after death, it was a common belief within Egypt back then.
Okay, I can swallow that.
Now, my research has convinced me that what we are seeing today being reported about near-death experiences and past-life regression and ghosts and all of the rest support that ancient belief system. All of these modern reports can be explained by that ancient belief that the mind splits apart into two parts. Now, what's amazing to me, Art, what's amazing to me is that, you know, 4,000 years ago, the Egyptians and all these other traditions, all these other cultures, they believed that the mind had two parts.
Mm-hmm.
And now, today, our modern science has come to the same conclusion. Our psychologists have said, well, we have a conscious and an unconscious. our neurologists have said, oh, we have a left brain and a right brain, and they're very different.
That's quite true.
And this is a virtual duplication of what these ancient people used to believe. As a matter of fact, we have a modern psychiatrist that works out of Harvard. His name is Schiffer, and he's written a book called Of Two Minds. And he says that the right brain and the left brain are not just two halves of the mind, but that they actually represent two separate selves that exist in the brain at the same time. And that most of the time these two selves are integrated together, but they can function completely independently of each other. Now, that's exactly what the ancient Egyptians believed. They believed that when you die, these two halves of the mind were completely separate and function completely independently of each other.
Okay.
Now, it's just amazing to me that modern science has come to the same conclusion that these cultures believed all these thousands of years ago.